Oh, greetings, traveler. I am the Sphinx that dwells in this temple. And I? Oh, I have been waiting for you. Oh, you look surprised. Were you perhaps expecting an old, abandoned, crumbling ruin? Oh, please. While my temple may be very old, I do keep it clean and as beautiful as the day it was built. I even tidied up just for you. Well, of course I knew you were coming. In fact, I have been observing your progress with great curiosity. For you are one of the first to make their way to my temple in a very, very long time. And, well, if I'm honest, waiting all of these years for someone to even just talk to has been, oh, it has been very boring. So, when I sensed that you were making your way to my temple, oh, it gave me a much welcome distraction from the usual bland scenery here. Why, you're quite welcome to rest here if you like. While I'm technically supposed to have you answer my riddle, you know, in order to access my temple, I know you've had a very, very long and arduous journey. And I can see how very tired you are. And I can make an exception for someone as cute as you are. I would even offer you a meal, but alas, my gardens have dried and withered long ago. It's such a shame. They were some of the most gorgeous gardens around. Fruits of all kinds, vibrant flowers of every color. Servants and worshippers alike would exchange offerings for food and water. It was truly, truly beautiful. Oh. Oh, just look at me, reminiscing about the times when I was a goddess. Oh, you don't want to hear about any of that, now do you? Aww, I'm flattered. I'd never dreamt of having such a cute little adventurer listen to my stories. Oh, but I just might have an idea on how to help you relax. How about... Yes. How about I rub those sore limbs of yours? Oh, no. It'll be fine. I promise you. After all, you went out of your way to come to me, and what is the adventure without the reward? Please, may I take off that cloak of yours and rub those taut shoulders? Ah, there we go. You must be so exhausted from traveling all this way. Just how long did it take you, anyway? You don't know. Oh, you must have been very dedicated to finding this place. So, why did you come here anyway? Oh, you thought there would be treasure? Oh, well, you may just be in for a very pleasant surprise. You know, you have done very well in finding this place. But I imagine that you must have seen, any number of things on your journey. Perhaps, I don't know, perhaps you would like to tell me about your travels? No? Oh, well, I guess it's okay. You don't need to. Not if you don't want to. But, hey, do you mind if I take off your shirt? It's getting in the way a little bit, and... No? Excellent. Ah, there. That's better, isn't it? Good. You know, when I used to be worshipped, I would actually keep a servant as my companion for, well, for as long as they would live, and I must confess, I would have chosen you over any of them. You know, I did see some parts of your journey. I saw that you would often help people. I also saw just how courageous you were, braving the treacherous dangers of the lands. After watching these things, I found you to be a very, very noble man. And, well, truth be told, I couldn't help liking you. I wish I could let you into my temple without a challenge. I mean, you definitely deserve it. But I'm bound by contract to make you answer the riddle. Huh? You want to answer it right now? All right. Here it is. Of king, I am blue. And of slave, I am red. Of lizard, I am cold. And of bird, I am hot. What am I? Oh, and don't worry. Feel free to take your time. You don't want to accidentally answer it incorrectly, now do you? Still, I have faith in this handsome traveler I've met this day. I am sure that you will answer it correctly. Oh, you have your answer already. Then, all right, let's hear it. Of blood. That's right. Now, come here and let me show you to your treasure. Close your eyes and don't you dare open them until I say. Very good. Now just come this way. Yes, closer. Closer. Watch your step and... Okay, just there. Stop. Now, keep those eyes closed. And, okay, you can open your eyes. And, ta-da! It's me! Aw, are you disappointed that there wasn't any gold? No? Well then, get over here and come lie beneath my wings. It's warm, and it will soon be night. I wouldn't want you to freeze. Now come. We have all night. So, what do you say that we make the best of it?